you know, we said we wanted to test ourselves to see where we were and how the team's progressing. And I thought it was a good benchmark today. And I thought the lads, you know, played really well. There was a lot of talent on their side, a lot coming off the bench as well. And we coped really well with it and, you know, looked dangerous at times. You know, chances are always going to be few and far between against a team of that quality. But generally pleased. We didn't want the draw, obviously we wanted to win it, but, you know, we'll have to go down there and give a good account of ourselves again.
To a man, none of them looked out of place, did they?
No, not at all. You know, they surprised us playing the diamond in the first half, so we got outnumbered a little bit midfield, but we soon got to grips with it and switched the play well and got our full-backs on the ball and our wide players in some dangerous positions.
He's done a good job, James Henry, coming in for Sammy Amiobi today, hasn't he? He's really played out of his skin.
Yeah, pleased for James, you know, since he's been in. You know, when he first came in, we were playing a diamond and played him really out of his out of position. And he hasn't had many opportunities to play in his favoured right-hand side position. And, you know, I felt that he deserved that chance today. And he took it. He played really well. He looked really fit and creative. And he always gets chances. He always gets in on the back stick. He always gets in good positions. And another day could have scored a couple of goals.
Fancy that, the replay, won't it? It'd be another good game, that, down there.
Yeah, no, we'll go down there and, like I say, you know... hopefully give another good count of ourselves and, you know, we're certainly not out of the tie.
Can you bring us up to date with any possible transfer movement to fill in or out? Are you aware of anything?
There isn't any at the moment.
None at all?
That's the answer. No,
would you expect that to change?
Well, hopefully none out, definitely, in terms of no we want to keep. So we haven't had any inquiries for our players, but, you know, the chairman's been strong on that one. And in, you know, we're still in the situation of the numbers game. And, you know, we've just got to, you know, it's not like, you know, there is players out there we can get, but unfortunately we're limited to certain amount of numbers. But we've got to get more and everything out of the players we've got and keep working with them on the training ground like we have been doing. And if we've got to keep a tight group, we've got to keep a tight group and keep showing the spirit we've been showing for the first half of the season.
Overall, I think you managed to do that going back to the Crystal Palace game. I mean, the players themselves will probably take plenty out of that game, won't they?
I think if you've just played against the Premiership opposition and you've played as well as, you know, we did, then we take a great heart from that, and it's another good confidence builder for the team and individuals within the side. And, you know, we can have a good week on the training ground this week and look forward to next Saturday.
I know you're big on body language, Phil, and the two sides there are very different. One, you know, has had a tough old season, but, you know, the difference in Bolton nowadays is chasing everything in that second half.
Yeah, I was so pleased with the energy levels. You know, obviously for Nick Allenby's, you know, when we're playing a top team, he kind of looks at us physically, how we compare against Premiership teams. And I think we've come up looking good today, and that's really important. And it gives the lads confidence themselves that they come against the power and pace of the Premiership. And we've coped really well with it. So, you know, generally pleased with the lads, the way they've coped with today's game. You know, when you play higher league opposition, you know, it's all about the detail in your positions without the ball and make sure everything's spot on in terms of, you know, concentration levels. And I thought we did that well today and, you know, that bodes well for the future.
When they can throw somebody like Andros Townsend on and we're looking at Andy Taylor and thinking, crikey, this is going to be an examination, but he passed it with flying colours, didn't he?
Oh, Andy Taylor was outstanding today. Yeah. I thought he, you know, showed what we know, that he's a very, very good player and he's been a great signer for us, and he looks a really accomplished fullback today.